Well, it's great to come in here and get a road win in the division. And, you know, I thought really for the first three quarters of the game, very strong efforts in all three phases. And I think that's the longest that we had sustained really good football as a team in all three phases. And so I'm really, really happy for our guys, excited about that. And then, of course, you know, I know you want to ask, and it'd be natural to ask, what about the fourth quarter? Fourth quarter is not what we're looking for, but that's not going to be the focus. The focus is going to be that we got a win that we much needed. And certainly there are things that we know we'll clean up, but we're really proud of the guys and the effort and the commitment level and the way we're growing and developing as a football team. Yeah, well, we just wanted to come out and play good football. You know, we talked about that. We talked about the belief that we have in each other. You know, the players, coaches, the support staff, everybody. You know, we're doing so many good things that, you know, that there are good things ahead. And so just, you know, staying the course and believing and, you know, coming out here really today just to relax and play good football. Everything was about just relax and play. You know, believe in each other and play good football. And I thought that was a pretty good example of it early. Yeah, I thought we had some explosive plays overall. You know, I think Derek was sharp. The offensive line is where it starts. You know, they did a nice job. The backs ran hard and the receivers made plays, tight ends involved. It was a good performance. I had a huge day, right? I mean, Malcolm's been tremendous from the day he got here. Just a great young man. We count on him to do a lot, you know. And you know, he gets a sack today. He gets a pick today. Several passes defensed. A lot of tackles. I mean, just a really, really, you know, really a good football player. I'm glad we have him. He's playing very well for us. Well, he was amongst some extremely talented guys, and you know, and when he did play, he always played well. So he's playing a lot now for us, and he's doing a great job. We're glad we have him.
Look at that deep ball to Amari that Derek threw. Was kind of just let him make a play. Is that what it
was? that's pretty much what it was. You know, it was third and long, and Derek gave him a shot. That's we call those 50-50 balls, and. When you have a player with the ability that Amari has, maybe it's a little better odds than that.
Does Amari's ability surprise you? Is he doing things that you didn't expect him to?
No, I would just say he's continuing to do things the right way. You know, it starts with the way he works and the way he's really soft-spoken, pretty humble guy. He just loves to play football. You know, he comes to work every day. He's serious about his job, so he's off to a nice start.
Looked like you had Khalil dropping back in coverage, maybe a little bit more. Is that something, a little tweak that you're working on with this defense?
Well, it was just, again, we're pretty much a game plan outfit, and, you know, we had some design up today where that was involved, and he did a nice job on it.
Is he a better pass coverage guy than maybe it's talked about? I mean,
I like him better going forward. I think that's where he excels, but he's certainly capable. He's athletic enough to do whatever you want.
In terms of pass defense, seems like you were getting some good interior pressure. You're batting down passes and good coverage in the back. Was this as good as that?
Yeah, again, I think three quarters you saw a glimpse of, you know, really a good football team, all three phases playing well. So, you know, we're learning to sustain. I mean, you know, early it was, you know, maybe a quarter of good football one side or the other, and maybe a half, you know, of good football one side or the other. So, you know, we're now at three quarters of, you know, really good football with all three phases, and that's what we're looking to have, looking to be strong in all three phases, and I thought we were today.
You guys are in a playoff race. If you want to look at the numbers, do you want your players thinking about that? Do you want your team discussed like a team in playoff contention?
Well, we talked from day one about number one goal is to win the division. You have to win in the division to have a chance to win the division. So and we don't sit and fixate on it every day. We can see the numbers. We know there's a team that's undefeated right now. But, you know, for us, it's just about the process of playing good football. That was a stated goal. We're not going to back away from that. But what we're going to focus on every day is just being a good football team and, you know, demanding, developing, growing as an organization, as a football team. And, you know, I'm proud of our guys because I see plenty of good signs of growth.
Did this feel like a home game? And what does that say
to you guys have? Well, it was pretty strong support here on the road. I had heard a few people say that was possible throughout the week, and I hadn't quite experienced that, but it was great to have all those fans out there supporting us today.
So you didn't want to talk too much about the fourth quarter, but what do you think could happen? Just a little bit of ease up?
Yeah, just a little bit of things, and that just shows you how fine a line it is, you know. It's a great teaching opportunity for us, or example to learn from, and, you know, it's always a lot more fun to talk about things you want to be better at with the win.
Have you seen signs of you guys having a complete game in practice the last couple of weeks?
Well, I see it, like I said, I think it's about sustaining really good effort. I've seen spurts of really good effort from our football team. I think today was the closest of sustaining for 60 minutes, and ultimately that's what we're after. You know, we're looking for complete games. We're looking for all three phases, you know, doing good things to help our football team play great football, and so we'll keep pushing, you know, but there's certainly a lot to be encouraged about.
You had a pretty good view of Amari's cut there on the little short pass there. What was your view of that play?
Just the example of great acceleration, you know, body control. You know, you're talking about the one he made a short gain into a big play. Yeah, I mean, it's just he's got the ability to accelerate and control his body and finish in the open field. It's pretty special.
On that play, a two-big blocks from Penn and from Hudson.
Yeah.
That must get
you
excited also.
That's where it starts. You know, I believe in the trenches. I believe in the guys, you know, in the offensive and defensive lines. I think they are where we start. You know, that's the foundation of anything we're going to be. And I feel really good about this football team having, you know, big, physical, tough athletes in the trenches.
Walford's had two big plays in the last two games. You know, for a rookie, you know, it kind of takes some time. You miss some time in practice due to injury. Do you feel he's catching on and he's getting more work, more reps maybe in practice?
Oh, he's definitely getting more reps in practice. He's going to continue to be involved. And we think Clive's, you know, a good young football player that has a bright future. And we want to, you know, develop him and grow him and have him be a big part of what we're doing.
Has there been a particular effort to get Walford going?
Since the day he got here, yes. I mean, he's a talented guy. He's got the ability to be a kind of a do-it-all tight end. And we just happen to have two good players that he's sharing time with, you know. So he doesn't play all the time, but he's starting to get more reps, and, you know, anytime guys do well with the reps they get, then we tend to give them more.
Is there any word on the status of Nico? I mean, you're on ball.
The only word was he was not able to finish the game, and so that means that we'll have the tests that we think are necessary to get a better picture of what's going on.